Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on today's This Week in America, the very talented and prolific author, poet Bob E. McLaughlin, here to talk about his inspirational book, Becoming, A Lifetime of Prose. Bob started writing poetry in high school as a way to help him cope with the struggles he had with his peers. It soon became much more than a means to cope. This collection is literally a lifetime of prose, words that he hopes will encourage and inspire. Bob has written a number of books recently, Spiritual Warfare, Basic Training, My Daily Focus, and The Gateway to Revelation. Bob E. McLaughlin, author of Becoming, A Lifetime of Prose, our guest on This Week in America. Bob, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure, and we're talking specifically about this book, Becoming. You have written so many, and we'll touch on some of those a little bit later on in the program and tell people how they can go about getting information on that. The title of this, Becoming, talk about where the idea for the title came from.
Well, through all our life, okay, the choices that we make actually is how we become who we are.
Yeah, it's all of that compiled that makes up who we are, and that's the title of the book, Becoming, A Lifetime of Prose. Bob E. McLaughlin, our guest on the program. Talk about putting this compilation together. You've done it alphabetically. Talk about and we'll mention some of these specifically during the course of the program, but where do the ideas, the inspiration for these observations, these poets come from?
Well, most of the things I wrote, I actually wrote most of the poems I wrote from watching people and trying to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. So I would go in, for example, I'd go into a restaurant, and after I would eat, I would sit there and I would watch everybody and try to clear my mind and listen to what maybe God might be telling me. And so when I'd get a thought, I'd start writing, and usually within about 5 or 10 minutes, I'd have a poem written.
And you touch on so many different aspects of life in the book, Becoming. And it's interesting that basically being a people watcher, just shutting your mind off and watching, observing, can lead you to such a whole different perspective on life, can it?
Yes, it can. In fact, a lot of times when I found myself going through a temptation, I would sit down and I would write out the temptation and usually write myself right through it. And when I'm done, I have a whole complete different perspective on that temptation.
You know, it's interesting because as you were talking, I was thinking this has to be a benefit to you as well. And maybe once you think a little bit about a particular action that you see, realize maybe there's something similar in your life as well. Has this whole process been beneficial for you also?
Yes. In fact, over the years, it's helped me to be an encouragement to others.
And it really has. You've reached out and touched so many people with all of your works. This particular book we're talking about is Becoming, A Lifetime of Prose by Bob E. McLaughlin, and that's McLaughlin. The book's available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. I'll give you that whole rundown of where the book's available throughout the program. And you can go directly to the Amazon link, poetbob.info, and get information on all of the books that Bob has written, poetbob.info. And all of that's available by linking on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about where this talent began. I mentioned it started basically for you back in school. Talk about when you had the ability to observe and then to write in a way that would be helpful, beneficial to other people.
Well, when I started, I used to keep my dad's animals, you know, and very similar to the way David did. He kept, you know, King David kept his father's sheep. So, but when I was a teenager, I used to do chores, and the chores that I'd do with the animals, I'd go out there and sometimes I'd sing to them, and I'd make up songs and go inside and write them down. I didn't know how to write music, but I wrote the words. And in my own life, I was always picked on in school, so I didn't have very many friends. So my friends became the animals, and so I then began to write poetry to help me cope with the things that I was dealing with.
No, and poetry is a gift. It's almost like you were meant to do this, because what you do is so touching and moving and with such a high level of perspective that you bring to it. Was poetry difficult for you? For some people, it's a struggle to be able to put words into a poetic fashion as you're able to do. You're so prolific at it, it would seem like this was really a gift.
Yeah, I believe it is a gift from God, because it became very easy. Like, sometimes I'd have a poem written in just about 3 or 4 minutes, and then other times it would take me several days. And a couple of them was, I got a verse one day, and in like 2 years I got another verse.
With us on the program, it's just... You can take something that you see, break it down into words that are very easy to read, a pleasure to read, very easy to understand. The book is becoming a lifetime of prose. I'll talk about some of the topics in the book, and again, these are all done in alphabetical form, and maybe the origin for these. I'll start with humble, because that's something that's very powerful and something that a lot of us could use a lot more of. What was the inspiration for that one?
I was trying to write an acronym and for that word, and I don't have it open in my book at this point, so I could read it. Maybe, can you read it to me?
I don't have the book here in front of me either, and it's unfair maybe to throw some of these out there and where the origin came from, but it's something that's very important. Again, you mentioned the topic humble, and it's something that, yes, that's something we all really need to have more of.
I'm trying to turn to it.
The book, by the way, let me do this while we're doing that. Becoming a Lifetime of Prose by Bob E. McLaughlin. That's McGlothlin. A republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media, direct bookstore orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information and get information on Bob's book. I don't know if you found that during that period there. Again, it's in...
Yes, I did. I found...
Okay. Yes, yes.
Well, the honest man can be safe from reprimand. The understanding man can be a safe and secure friend. The mature man can be a shelter from the storm. The brilliant man can be the light shining in the morn. The loving man can be a comfort to those in pain. The encouraging man can be one to lift them up again. Well, basically, I took H for honest, okay?
Yes.
And basically, from experience, I know that honest men can always be safe from the reprimand of you know. The understanding man can be a safe and secure friend. That's a person that can listen to you and hear all your, you know, all your troubles and your worries and can understand. The mature man can be a shelter from the storm. He can help cover things that you go through, you know. Basically, I just took each letter. Figured out what I wanted to say with that letter and wrote it down. Some of the poetry I've written that way where I was just trying to actually say something specific. A lot of these, though, I did not have any specific theme in mind at the time, and I just wrote it, and then later on I was actually amazed at what I wrote because I believe it was what God was wanting me to say.
Boy, and so many of these are so powerful, and I'll just mentioning some of the topics to give people an idea of some of the themes that you address during the book, Becoming a Lifetime of Prose. One, I'm sorry, God, and we all go through that. That's a very important topic. We're looking for forgiveness, isn't it?
Yes, Yes. That's a good one, yeah.
I don't know if you can find that there, but that just I'm throwing out there some of the titles. You can look through that. I know one of the themes that you have is, well, forgiveness, which applies to that. And sometimes that's difficult for all of us to go through, to ask for forgiveness. But by
okay, you, I have. I'm sorry, God.
Okay. Now. Yes. Please read that.
I'm sorry, God, for this mess I'm in. It's really all because I have committed sin. And allowing another master to lead my soul astray, I find now that I'm adrift so very far away. I'm really sorry, God. I do so want to find my way back to you, who is so loving and kind. To think that you've waited, longing for this very day, that I'd turn again to you and with humble heart and pray. I'm really very sorry, God. Will you please forgive me and lead me back again to the way so that I can live? For as yet I'm still drowning in so much debt and despair, and I'm even wondering if anyone even cares, whether or not I succeed or fail, live or die, whether or not I go to heaven or in hell I fry. Lord, I need to be wanted and needed by someone that longs to be with me, to live and have fun. I need some help and incentive to work my way free from this snare that I'm caught in, yes, from this sin disease. Please forgive me, O Lord, and help me, please, to find my way back to you, your presence, and peace of mind.
And that's such a powerful piece and can help so many people. What is it like? It has to be rewarding from your standpoint when you write something like that, and you know it, and maybe sometimes even hear from people how your work, the poetry, the books that you've written have touched people in a positive way. This has to be a rewarding experience in your life, I would assume.
Well, it's always rewarding to know that something you've done has helped somebody else. And that's why I do a lot of my writing, is so that eventually somebody else can benefit from my experience and my and what God has given me as far as knowledge.
And the nice thing is you can sit and you can spend some time and read through. You can go, again, it's in alphabetical order, so you can start and work your way through. You can look at the index and pick and choose some of the topics that you feel that you would like to learn, to discern something, and you can find those. And if you've got just a few minutes and you feel Christmas coming up, one of the poems in there celebrating Christmas, you need a little perspective on the Christmas season, what it's all about, you can pick up that poem by Bob and go through as well. What are you working on now in terms of poetry books? This is very extensive.
There's another book that's not on Amazon yet. It's an expose of prose. It's basically a compilation of earlier books that I have written and published, and I'm taking them all and putting them into one book, and that's coming up pretty soon.
Well, we'll be checking for that, and Bob, you can get information on Bob's books on Amazon by going to the website poetbob.info. That's poetbob.info. You can link on directly. We'll have that up on our website, This Week in America, as well. Time going by quickly, a couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk a little bit about all the books that you've written. I mentioned three others that you've written during the course of this year. Talk about, it seems like when you get this inspiration, sort of a revelation, you start writing and it really touches a lot of people. Is there a lot of preparation that goes into this, a lot of thought, or do these ideas just come to you?
Well, I've been going to church all my life, so, and I've been studying the Word of God, and also I've been involved in trying to minister to others. So a lot of the inspiration just comes to me because, see, God gives people things that are giving them out, okay?
Yes.
God gives people thoughts and inspiration that's out there using those thoughts and inspiration. When you stop giving out, then has no reason to continue giving to you. So that's what I've learned.
You know, it's interesting, and we touched on this in the beginning, how this book has an impact on so many people, and an impact on your life as well, with the powers of observation perspective that you have. Talk a little bit about that, what this has meant to you, from the standpoint of it gives you a chance to go back, look at something from a different perspective, and the fact that you're helping and encouraging other people at the same time.
Well, I also found out that sometimes whenever I'm going through something, a lot of times I can go back and read my own writing, okay, on the subject matters of what I'm going through, and it will actually help me pull through it.
Well, and the book will be a very, very influential, important guide to all of us. It's Becoming a Lifetime of Prose by Bob E. McLaughlin, our guest in the program. A republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And all those links available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know helping you with this book, get the message out there and helping to share it with other people who are in need of inspirational and encouraging messages like this, as has been Page Turner. What's that experience been like for you working with Page Turner?
Well, they worked very, very good with me. They were very helpful in helping me get everything correct in the book, and so and now they're helping me get it out.
And with the wide distribution, all the places that I mentioned, and you can link on to all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bob's website for his books, the Amazon listing of all of his books, including soon the new book he's working on, is poetbob.info. You can go directly to pageturner.us in the bookstore, get information as well, and of course link on to our website. Becoming a Lifetime of Prose, Bob E. McLaughlin, our guest on the program. Bob, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the new book. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you for your help there and having me on.
It is our pleasure. A very powerful book, Becoming a Lifetime of Prose by Bob E. McLaughlin, our guest on the program. Once again, you'll find all the information on Bob's book, this book, and all of them at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.